Hello, this is Ash Rowan, Rosa Radney's assistant. Before we get started, I wanted to let you know that you can learn more about Rosa's work at www.masteringmagicwitchcraft.com, or you can check out her blog at www.rose-ariadne.com.
So the first question we got is, where does the power of Wicca witchcraft or magic come from? How does it work?
Well, basically, any type of witchcraft or magic, real magic, not illusion, is energy. It's, in its most basic form, it is just simply energy. We can see, you know, everything around us that we can experience with our senses is made of energy. Right. When you get down to the basic physical elements, you've got the atoms and subatomic particles, and that's all the motion that's in, and everything that construes those particles is energy. Mm-hmm. You've also got different energy, you know, displays itself in different forms. You've got, like, solar energy, when we can harness the use of the sun. Nuclear energy, which I believe, I'm not all that much of a scientist, I believe comes from what happens in the nucleus of atoms, and that expanding that throughout into a larger form. Kinetic energy, you know, from the motion of our bodies and movement. You've got magnetism, you've got gravity, and then there's even energy that makes up our thoughts, our ideas, our imagination, our emotions, our desires. So with everything being created, being made up of energy, everything around us, seen and unseen, magic is just the ability to harness that energy, to grab onto it, and use it, focus it toward an end, a desire.
Right.
And kind of shoot it out that way, that desire, and have it affect the world around us.
Oh, okay. And would you say that, you know, psychics and people with ESP, do they use the same types of energy that one would with magic? Or?
Well, it gets into kind of your own philosophy about it, you know, because magic can't, as of yet, can't be proven.
Right.
You can't have empirical evidence of it. In my belief, my own personal belief, I think that there is one general humongous, you know, infinite type of energy.
Right.
And that energy, to me at least, that energy is what God is and what Goddess is and what we're all made up of, and it permeates everything and connects us to everything in all of existence.
Right.
And then that energy is just used in different ways. We see it manifested in different ways. And that for magic, then, is just tapping into that basic root form of energy.
Okay, how interesting.
One thing that's important to remember is that the energy itself is neutral. It's not good, it's not bad, it's not evil, it's not helpful. It's whatever, however you direct it.
I see.
So when you have people thinking very positive, beneficial thoughts and using prayer all over the world in its, you know, myriad forms, you can see beneficial effects in the world.
Right.
But you also see a lot of negativity, especially where I am in the LA area.
Yeah.
You see people just, you know, kind of off the cuff, a lot of negativity, negative remarks, pessimistic view of the world. And you can see then a lot of negativity in our world. And I think that it's greatly affected by people's unconscious thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, I've even noticed, you know, if I walk into a room and there's two people there, I can sometimes tell what the, you know, if they've been fighting, I can sense something. And
right.
I think most people can. And is that kind of the same type of energy manifesting itself? And I can almost sense that, even though I didn't hear them yelling or arguing, I can tell there's been a heavy disagreement or maybe an argument.
Right.
Is that kind of a similar type of energy?
Totally. Totally.
Okay.
You know, when they say you can cut the tension with a knife.
Yes.
That's totally what it is. It's that energy that's manifested itself through emotions.
Okay.
And even through the physical body, the heightened blood pressure and the heightened temperature that comes up when people get upset.
Okay, well, great. And I know, you know, there are probably a lot of people that are listening to this that are trying to figure out for themselves if this is really quote-unquote real or not, and that's probably where this question came from. They're just not sure if it's real or not, and they wanted someone to try and prove it to them, and I think you've done a great job
in
explaining it.
Remember to visit Rose at her blog, www.rose-ariadne.com. And also take a peek at her life's work at www.masteringmagicwitchcraft.com.